Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, we're continuing in this week's prayer guide that's focused on sharing hope and looking at unwrapping a little bit a verse that in Hebrews that says to let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess, for he who is promised has promised is faithful. A lot of words in that short little verse that I just love. That unswervingly. I was driving to work yesterday morning early. And a vehicle in front of me, quite a ways, it wasn't a lot of traffic, but there wasn't any vehicles between me and it. But I noticed that it was driving in the wrong lane, that heading on this four-lane road, was not driving in either of the two lanes that should have been going the direction we were going, but was clear over into the left. Two lanes of traffic that was coming towards us. Now, fortunately, there wasn't a lot of traffic, but I did see the headlights of a car coming towards him. And I wasn't close enough to be able to warn, or a horn would have done no good, or even flashing my lights. It was a far enough distance that there was nothing I could do. Fortunately, the other driver noticed, the one coming towards us, that something wasn't right and swerved out of the way. Been in traffic at times where the vehicles around me or next to me are not paying attention, and they're kind of swerving back and forth, and I'm not sure that I want to go around them, but I definitely don't think I want to be behind them. Those are pictures that come to mind when I think of unswervingly, keeping a straight line, staying focused, staying attention paid to what I'm doing. So when God says to let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess, it's like, don't move away from that. Stay where you're supposed to be and stay moving forward in a straight and proper manner. But there's a number of other words in that verse that kind of catch my eye. Hope, obviously. We've been talking about hope all week, and this idea of it being so much bigger and more than our watered-down version of wishful thinking. But it's living with confidence in God being able to and wanting to and accomplishing what He has said. And so hope, obviously, is a word in there that's important, but the hope that we profess. Today's specific topic in the prayer guide is sharing a hope that is professed, that is talked about, that is told, that is shared with others through our words, through our actions. So many times we kind of keep our faith to ourselves because, well, what if they don't want to hear about it? Or, you know, the old adage, you know, two things we don't talk about is religion and politics. And I'm not sure that a profession of our faith really falls into either of those categories if we do it well. But the way that we've often talked about faith in our culture is it kind of ends up combining both of those forbidden topics. But God says that we should be always ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us, doing so with gentleness and respect, to profess that hope, to share it with others, to let them know why we live the way we live. Honestly, that's only effective if we're living unswervingly, if we're living fully according to God's plan. I would not have wanted that driver that was ahead of me yesterday to try to explain to me how I ought to drive, or how I ought to follow his way. It was not a good way. It was not a safe way. It was very reckless. And so many times we, instead of sharing a professed hope that is unswerving, we kind of make up our own. Well, you can follow God in this way. It's what has worked for me. I know you don't like that part, but it's okay. You can kind of sidestep that because, well, the important thing is that you acknowledge God. Well, holding unswervingly to this hope says that the way we acknowledge God is we do so in obedience. We do so in submission. We do so according to what He has said. The Bible talks about the latter days. And again, I'm one that believes that the Bible's use of that term really generally refers to all of the time from Jesus' life on earth, His ascension into heaven until He returns again. But He talks about in those latter days, many will turn away. Many will draw to themselves teachers who tickle their ears, who tell them what they want to hear, who in reality do not hold unswervingly to the hope that they profess. They change it up. They veer out of in and out of the lanes of righteousness, of truth. And so we look at that and we spend time praying about unswervingly holding to a hope and sharing that hope. We profess it with our words, but with our actions. They have to match. I think that's part of that unswerving hope, is that our words and our actions match, but they don't just match each other. They match God's word. And so as we hold to that unswerving hope, as we profess and share that hope, we do so because the one who has promised is faithful. Wow, to know that God has not just given this option, says, hey, follow me and it might turn out well for you. No. He says, follow me. You can have eternal life. You see, the one that has promised to fulfill the hope that we hold on to, the hope of eternity with Jesus, is indeed faithful. Completely faithful. Yeah, that's a tough word for us in our culture because our human nature does not present faithfulness very well. Even when our intentions are the best, we're not always as faithful as we ought to be. We're definitely not always as faithful as God is. But we understand it to some level. We want it. And so to know that the God, the one who promised this unswerving hope, is faithful. The hope that we hold on to, the hope that we profess, the hope that we live by, the hope that we share, will be accomplished, will be fulfilled will be satisfied. Not because we work at it so hard. Not because we figured out the ins and outs and the loopholes. No, it will be satisfied because the one who promised is faithful. As we pray today, I would encourage or ask at least that you pray for me. Busy day. I'll be officiating a funeral later today at noon. And immediately following that, hit the road to head towards Lake Charles, Louisiana, to spend a week partnering with IDES, International Disaster Emergency Service. And I've got the truck packed with diapers already to take for relief work. And the chainsaws will go in before I leave, and we'll be helping people and sharing the hope that we profess. And so today's going to be a long day, any way I look at it. And it'll be a good, long, tiring week. As I've stated previously, where we're staying still has no electricity. Not sure about internet connection. And so if there's silence and no morning broadcast, or as I did last time, I shifted to an evening broadcast that was a little different. Not even sure if I'm able to do that. And so you can keep checking, and I'll try to update as I can. More so, keep praying. And as we pray, ask God to help you hold unswervingly to the hope that He's put within you. And as you hold to it, pray that you would be faithful in sharing it and professing it, as you trust His faithfulness to bring it about. Would you pray with me today? Father, thank You that You are indeed a God that loves us. Your faithfulness endures forever. God, as I pray, I ask that You would help each one of us today to hold unswervingly to that hope. Father, nothing would move us out of our lane. Nothing would distract us from the direction that we're headed. Nothing would derail us from the tracks that we're on that lead to You, to eternity with You. And Father, as we hold unswervingly to that hope, as we cling to it, may we indeed profess that hope, share that hope with our words, with our actions. Help us to continually grow in making our words and actions match Your word. Father, may the consistency of our life lived according to Your word give power to the hope that we profess, to the sharing that we do, to the help that we provide. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes and in our churches and our communities, I pray that we would be steadfast in sharing a hope that we have in You with them. That they would see that our words, our actions on a Sunday morning or whenever we gather to worship would not be that different from the worship that we offer to You every day. Father, may the integrity that we live by when people are watching be the same as when our children are watching. May they not get two pictures by watching our life at different times. May we share with them the faithfulness of a God that has always been with us, that has always looked out for our best. May they know the confidence we have in the hope that's been planted within us by Your Spirit. Father, I pray for the Turner family today as we say goodbye and lay Karen's body to rest. I pray for comfort and peace that only you can give. As we celebrate a life that was lived well, serving you. I do pray for the trip that I'll be taking and for safety on the road, that the unswerving nature of driving will be followed. For the work to be done, for the help and hope that is offered in the name of Jesus. I pray that the seeds that are planted would bear much fruit. That the ability to not only hold unswervingly to that hope, but the ability to profess it and to share it, those opportunities would not be missed. May the love of Christ be present, not just in those of us traveling to provide help and hope in Louisiana, but may it be present in every person that's listening to this today, that they would provide help and hope to their coworkers, to their neighbors, to their classmates, to their family members, to those that they see today, to those that they talk with today. Father, may every one of us be diligent and purposeful in lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.